Thank you guys so much for coming in. I'm excited to hear new music, and I'll see you guys this Sunday.
Yeah, I hope to see all the old faces there, all the friends, and we're just stoked to be playing in Vancouver because it's been a while. It's been a long while, so we're happy to be back and play in front of y'all.
Good. I'm excited.
Thank you.
We'll see y'all there. If you guys like what you hear, you can always find us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/radradio. I swear, maybe one day we'll find some other social media that we can go to so I don't have to be on that fucking thing anymore. You can find us at cgsf.ca on your radio dials at 90.1 FM and on the new CGSF app on your Android or Apple devices. That's it. We'll see y'all next week.
Now you walk through the line. pre-produced at my swim-up bar in East Vancouver. This is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 97 of the program, and it is an all-original and research episode. Quick question, what do alternative rocker Matthew Sweet, CJSF station manager Magnus Tyvold, and I have in common? We all share a birthday. So this is my birthday show tonight, and Magnus's, and Matthew Sweet's, I suppose. There are no Matthew Sweet songs on the show tonight. It is a new music episode. Besides being a birthday show, it is also the October new music edition here of the Home of Burnaby Rock. For this episode, I went through probably more music than I needed to. Except in the end, I was left with a huge imbalance with regards to the metrics, CanCon being one of them, that I have to satisfy. I started off my searches with a big-time scrape of Earshot Distro, filling in all of the gaps all the way back to what I looked up for episode 93. So Earshot Distro is an official source now, and deservedly so. I found what will probably be my favorite song of the year on there, although it turns out I would have probably found out about it anyway. It's funny how it works sometimes. Like, as I searched back far enough on Distro, I met up with two other earlier, shorter searches that I did. And it's funny, like, if I'd only gone a little bit further with each of those searches, I would have found my two favorite things from this search much, much sooner. The worst thing for me is the song I think is Song of the Year. It's from a local artist named Devin Parkin. I could have hypothetically aired this song at the start of July, and there I was freaking out about it in September, even emailing Connor, our music director, to get the album on our playlist. For the rest of the rounds for this episode, I looked at just under 3 months of the Earshot charts, CITR charts, and Pitchfork. It turns out the Devin Parkin album was number one at CITR in late July, and it also spent a week on the Earshot 50 in August. So as usual, I'm not really all that on top of things. This show isn't really about the absolute newest music, I don't think. It's more about binging out on 3 or so months of this and that, and trying to pull it all together somehow. And being thorough. It's about thoroughness. So for this episode, I looked at a lot of Earshot Distro, just under 3 months of the CITR charts, Earshot charts, and Pitchfork. I also did look at September of Blaylock's Indie Rock playlist. Thanks to Distro primarily, I got over 2 episodes worth of CanCon, and lucky listener, I cherry-picked all the best stuff for tonight. I did get 11 songs or albums from Earshot Distro. From the Earshot charts, which are a separate entity, I picked out 4, 3 of which are on the program tonight, and it does include new stuff from USU and OCs. Besides USU and OCs, there's also new music from Colleen, and a great new record from Portland's Colate, who've been away for a bit and have come back sounding quite sharp. The CITR charts netted 8 albums or songs, 7 of which appear tonight. Blaylock's has 3 in only 1 month, including another song from Latalo, and coming in dead last was Pitchfork, where nearly 3 months netted 1 song that is 1 minute and 20 seconds long, and the rest of the album was dreadful, and that was it for 12 weeks of Pitchfork. Long story short, though, I'd gotten off track. After all of my searches, I did end up with too many compliance point scoring songs. So to preserve some of those, I needed help from international dudes, and I found that help with a dig back on Ovlov and Stove, both being projects of the same guy, Steve Hartlett, and that should explain the opening set. The first two were Ovlov from 2018 and 2013 respectively, and then Stove from 2016. It's all new music from here.